Hello and welcome to the Money Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Climes, and I'm the news editor on the publication. This week, I'm delighted to bring you our weekend essay written by our chief reporter, Lois Valili. Lois has looked at the gas price spike and whether investors should be concerned. I'm sure all of you have been reading about higher gas prices and probably not only reading about them in the press, but also on your energy bills. I know I certainly have. And so here is Lois with her very topical essay on the gas price spike.
Every year, as autumn turns to winter, wholesale gas prices increase, which causes energy companies to hike their prices. I remember one of the first stories I wrote as a new reporter for a utilities publication was about one of the then Big Six energy firms upping prices. It was such a clockwork-like occurrence that we used to have fun on the news desk thinking of alternative ways to say British Gas increases prices by however much. This time, though, something feels different. When I was at the aforementioned publication, one of the big stories of the day was the fear that rising cost of wholesale gas would force small energy retailers out of business. This started to happen while I was there, with a few going bust. My colleagues who covered the energy retail market even had a hit list of all the firms they expected to go bust next. I know this sounds harsh, but all news is good news for a journalist. One major industry player told me once, while I was researching for a news analysis on the topic, that there would be a bloodbath in the energy market, and it looks as though their prophecy has come true. The recent gas price spike, combined with costs associated with the green transformation and the regulator's infamous price cap, have pushed many more out of business over recent months. Ofgem's press page is plastered with stories of all the companies that have gone bust recently, and more look likely to follow. Even larger players like Bulb, which has around 1.7 million customers, are suffering. Bulb had to ask the government for funding to stay afloat, according to reports in the Nationals. And some have even suggested the government may look to nationalise the company to save it from collapse. Meanwhile, Al Gore's $36 billion sustainability-focused fund management firm, Generation Investment Management, has invested a sizeable $600 million in Octopus Energy Group, a subsidiary of Octopus Investments. This increases the energy retailer's valuation to $4.6 billion. The energy regulator Ofgem, the government and the energy companies are all concerned by the situation at hand. Last week, an emergency meeting was called with the heads of major energy firms, at which the Independent quoted Ofgem Chief Executive Jonathan Brearley as saying, "Have a look at the change in the gas price. It really is something that we don't think we've seen before at this pace." And Business Secretary Kwasi Kwarteng has said it is an absolute priority for the government. The gas price spike is not just bad for energy firms. It's also wreaking havoc in the food industry, particularly frozen foods and packaged meat, which rely heavily on carbon dioxide. Environment Secretary George Eustace said that carbon dioxide prices would rise from £200 per tonne to £1,000 as a result of the wholesale gas price spike. I won't even go into how ridiculous I think it is that one of the biggest emitters of CO2 in the world, the meat sector, is short on CO2. That's an article for another time. Then there's the fuel shortage, which was allegedly sparked when a BP document was leaked, causing the public to start panic buying fuel. This does at least make more sense than the ridiculous toilet paper shortage experienced at the beginning of the COVID pandemic. I read an article in The Spectator recently which insists the crisis is of the government's own making. The article reads, "For years it has suited ministers to accuse energy companies of overcharging their customers because this has helped divert attention away from another reason for rising bills, which is green energy subsidies and other social levies, which according to Ofgem account for 25 pence of every £1 charged on domestic electricity bills. The 2017 closure of the Rough gas storage facility is widely blamed for the predicament the UK now finds itself in. That and the rapid closure of gas plants with no viable alternative, and the rejection of fracking, which, as a side note, I think was a good thing. There are also factors from further afield, such as US storms which have curbed Texas gas exports. All of this has converged at the exact moment the world is opening up following the COVID pandemic, and this has created a perfect storm effect. According to the Spectator article, every country has gas reserves in the event of widespread shortages. France has 14 weeks' worth, Germany has 8 weeks' worth, Italy has 11 weeks' worth, and Britain has just 4 days. That's virtually no buffer at all when a supply crisis strikes. So, should the price spike and the chaos which has ensued be of concern to investors? A poll I put up on Money Marketing last week would suggest yes, and from a nationwide perspective, this is probably true. The Bank of England has admitted the gas price crunch has elevated inflationary risks heading into 2022. There is a risk that this could raise prices of goods and hurt consumer confidence, which could in turn derail the economic recovery. Cornwall Insight research partner Daniel Atsori says investors, particularly institutional investors like pension funds and insurance companies, have significant sums of capital which can be invested in energy infrastructure. However, he warns, as they are mainly looking for a relatively stable return and regular repayments of capital, they are likely to be very concerned about the recent volatility in wholesale gas prices. It would be therefore important to think about policy mechanisms to shield, at least to a certain extent, energy investors from this price volatility. Protecting investors from these risks would enhance the flow of abundant and cheap capital into energy infrastructure, contributing to reach our net zero goals, Atsori suggests. Ultimately, it's likely to be smaller investors who are impacted the most, while large investors are unlikely to notice the recent gas price hikes. One comment which dropped into my inbox recently, which I thought was particularly interesting, came from Steve Tigar, chief executive of Love Electric, which said the fuel crisis has sparked interest in electric cars. He said since the fuel crisis hit, the company has had a record number of inquiries. The case for going electric was already strong, and now it's overwhelming. It made me think the crisis does present an opportunity for large investors with deep pockets to, as Al Gore has done, invest in companies which are furthering the net zero agenda. In this way, they can help secure the future of Britain's energy supply and help prevent this sort of disaster from occurring again.
Thank you very much, Lois, for that podcast exploring the gas price spike and what it means for investors. I don't think it will make me look at my gas bills with any more optimism, probably more fear as we go forward. But it was very enjoyable. All of our weekend essays and podcasts are on the website, and we look forward to welcoming you next week. In the meantime, goodbye.